Sports.com.
The United States will not grant visas to those who threaten the sovereignty or territorial integrity of Ukraine, and if they already have one, it will be revoked. Our preference is to get back to a normality and get back to a place where the rights of the people of Ukraine will be respected and the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the nation will be respected.
Do you think that the Ukraine is going to get back to a normality or not? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag in a lot of different directions, but we definitely stick to our guns. Is the president sticking to his guns and the people who are following through on the defense, like the Secretary of State you just heard there, John Kerry? Seems that there is one message this time, and the message is, or else. But is it very threatening? Putin is trying to work his own magic. In fact, he is throwing it back in the face of the United States by putting this little nugget out there. They will have a referendum in the peninsula on the Ukraine's government and whether or not they'll go back to Mother Russia. Pretty much that's it in a nutshell. Do you want to be part of the Russian Federation or not? So the Crimean lawmakers are moving ahead with this. The interim president says they're working to block the referendum, but yet the rest of the region is saying, bring it on. We want to have this vote on March 16th. So, once again, depending on who you talk to, they're ready to roll on this and take the vote. The parliament, which kind of has some autonomy, interestingly enough, under Ukrainian law, voted 78-0 in favor of holding the referendum and joining Russia. So local voters, if this goes through, will be given the choice of deciding to remain part of the Ukraine, but with enhanced local powers. So they're going to ask just two questions. You know what the questions are? This is what they're going to vote on. Do you want to join Russia as a subject of the Russian Federation? The second question, do you want to remain part of the Ukraine but as an autonomous republic? Just like what was laid out in post-Soviet 1992, the Constitution. Wow. Obama says that the referendum would violate the Ukraine's constitution and international law, which is what the State Department is saying. That the premise that they hold a local referendum or any kind of a vote to try to secede from the Ukraine and join Russia is illegitimate under the Ukraine constitution. But I think they're going to roll with this. I think they're going to do that. So there's no pushing back at this point unless Russia backs off. And it just doesn't look like Russia's backing off. It's interesting because that area has been part of the Ukraine since 1954 when Nikita Khrushchev, who was a Ukrainian, who was of Ukrainian descent, transferred ownership of that area to Ukraine from Russia. In 92, when the Soviet Union collapsed, briefly, the Crimean people, the people in that area, became an autonomous region before the parliament agreed to remain part of the Ukraine. The prime minister for the Ukraine is in Brussels for the summit, and is saying Russia is trying to stir up trouble. Russia is saying they are trying to keep peace and stability in Europe. They're not trying to provoke anybody. And you have people now that are rallying and protesting and waving pro-Russian signs and posters that say, Russia, please defend us from genocide. So where does it all end up? There are 11,000 self-defense troops. Most of them are suspected of being Russian, that joined with security forces to control all access to the peninsula. And there's a blockade, too, as well. Over the weekend, it'll be interesting to follow this. And as we get closer to the 16th, because the referendum is the thing that's either is going to either provoke this into something much more, or the referendum goes away and it's just this stalemate. But it's not going to be a forever stalemate. The president and Putin, believe it or not, spoke through the miracle of translators, of course. But they spoke for over an hour after President Obama had already leveled some sanctions about no visas for certain people who were accused of crimes in that peninsula area and are known to be aiding what's happening and whatnot. And yet still they had that phone call. So it kind of leads me to believe we're still in limbo with this. Just back and forth of, if you do this, we'll do that. And that's where it sits. So 2 weeks from now, boy, we could be talking about a whole different thing. I could be saying, hey, what do you think of Russia blowing the lid off of the people in the peninsula area and the rest of the Ukraine staying as it is, and the United States and the European Union doing nothing other than all those idle threats leading up to it. I mean, there is massive propaganda being pushed out there. Massive. So where does it all end up? Where does it all end up? The CPAC convention is going on. Just a little quick aside here as we veer away from the Ukraine, because this has an effect on all of you. 2016, Hillary Clinton probably gets the Democratic nomination. It's not a big secret. But who gets it for the GOP? Chris Christie got a standing ovation. He talked about the Republicans needing to get it together and unify. Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, also rallied the base at CPAC. And Rens Priebus, who is the chairman of the GOP, in other words, the big cat, the big boss who's trying to figure out what to do, also says the only way they win elections is to come together and not separate. That's been a big part of the problem. Coming up next, a break from the politics that ail us, or as Titan sent me an email, politics bore him. We're heading to the movies on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Well, now party, and it can be, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. You spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
Tonight, talking about people who had won some Oscars and movies that, by the way, are still out there, some of those movies. And then we've got some new fare coming up, too, as well. We have ensemble casts, especially giant ensemble casts. Sometimes they go over really well, and sometimes they really flop because it's like you're trying to keep up with too many storylines. Don't know which way this will go. It's called Budapest Hotel. Here's a sneak.
Why do you want to be a lobby boy?
Who wouldn't? At the Grand Budapest, sir.
And so my life began. Junior lobby boy in training under the strict command of Monsieur Gustav H. Many of the hotel's most valued and distinguished guests came for him.
I love you.
I love you.
She was dynamite in the sack, by the way.
She was 84.
I've had older.
This was also when I met Agatha.
She's charming. She's so charming.
Is he flirting with you?
Yes.
I approve of this union.
I became his pupil, and he was to be my counselor and guardian.
The police are here.
Tell them I'll be right down. She's been murdered, and you think I did it.
Hey! Stop!
You're looking so well, darling. You really are. I don't know what sort of cream they've put on you down at the morgue, but I want some.
This is Madame D's last will and testament. To Monsieur Gustav H., I bequeath a painting known as Boy with Apple.
Wow!
What?
Who's Gustav H.?
I'm afraid that's me, darling.
If I learn you ever once laid a finger on my mother's body, living or dead,
I go to bed with all my friends.
We need to make a plan for your survival. Hide this. It's in code, and you might need a magnifying glass to read it, but it tells you exactly where and how to find Boy with Apple.
I'm a baker. I'm not a dentist, if that's the truth.
I want roadblocks at every junction for 50 kilometers. I want rail blocks at every train station for 100 kilometers.
Get in!
I want 50 men and 10 bloodhounds ready in 5 minutes.
You can't arrest him simply because he's a bloody immigrant.
Oh, take your hands off my lobby boy!
Have you ever been questioned by the authorities?
Yes, on one occasion.
What?
I was arrested and tortured by the rebel militia after the desert uprising.
Right. Well, you know the drill then. Zip it.
Lots of movie stars in this one. 1 hour, 40 minutes, so good runtime. Not ridiculous by the time you throw in the previews. Owen Wilson, Jude Law, Bill Murray, Ralph Fiennes, part of the crew. It's all about the adventures of Gustav H., who is a legendary concierge at a very famous European hotel between the wars. Could be interesting. Probably a rental. Couple of bucks, couple of laughs, that'd be good. I don't know, on the big screen, would I pay $8, $9, even though I like some of those people that are in there trying to follow all the storylines? No. I think I would wait until it's streaming. All right, we jump to something completely different out this week, and this movie is called The Face of Love.
Got something for you. 30 years. I love you.
Went to the cemetery today.
I don't go too often anymore.
I get it. You grieved enough.
Mom, do you ever go to the museum? You used to practically live there. I thought I saw him today.
Who?
Garrett. A double. Almost a perfect double. Hi.
Hi.
Do you do anything outside of school?
What are we talking? Lessons? I want to take you out on a date.
Oh, you have company.
Let's meet him. What's his name?
I just want you to accept him.
Hi. I'm Tom.
Oh, my God. Summer. Now stop.
What are you doing?
Nikki, I'm going.
Garrett, please.
It's Tom. What was your husband like? There's been this big mystery.
Your father was the love of my life. It's just felt like being alive again.
I could take a bath and how you look at me. I've had a life. Remember here, right now, and I love you.
I've always loved you.
Interesting story, a love story, an hour, 32 minutes, PG-13. Ed Harris, Annette Bening, Robin Williams, Amy Brenneman, names you know and probably have heard before. This is probably a get some points with the wife or girlfriend movie. So 5 years after her husband dies, she meets someone who seems like his duplicate. I don't want to give the rest away. Is there something more to the story? I don't know. It could be a good date night movie, maybe. I like Annette Bening. I love Ed Harris. Boy, he's been in some good movies. All right, our last one is getting a lot of buzz for a much different reason. It's called The Grand Piano.
Skip the hotel and go straight to the auditorium, okay?
It's about time you got back on stage. I love you.
Tom,
You're alive.
It's the great Tom Selznick.
Tom Selznick, the new Rachmaninoff. If only he didn't choke.
Hey. Very funny.
I'm going to screw up, Norman. I know it.
Congratulations. The whole place is packed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Selznick.
Elijah Wood is in this movie. John Cusack is in the movie. And you've got the most talented pianist of his generation. And he stopped performing in public because, the hardest thing to overcome, stage fright. So years after a terrible, catastrophic performance where he fell apart, he suddenly reappears. This movie is rated R. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes. Who can't relate to the whole panic thing of speaking in public or performing in public? And this movie is supposedly pretty well done. This would be a good rental, though. I think actually all three of the movies would work as rentals. I'm thinking you control the popcorn, you control the price of the snacks. And you don't necessarily need to see any of them on the big screen anyway, so how's that? If you go out and see a movie, send me a cheap movie review at americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Who doesn't like the voice of Diana Krall? Hey, everybody, we're staring down the barrel of another weekend here on America Tonight. Let's hope we are getting closer to warmer weather. It seems like I say that a lot. And you know what? I'm a person who doesn't completely hate cold weather. This has been a rough. It's been a rough winter. It is. I think everybody is tired of winter. We are ready for spring. We are also ready once again to take your comments. So let's head to the mailbag. Maybe not. We rented his voice, and sometimes he protests.
You have mail, mistress.
Let me hear that again.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, I love that. All right, a couple quick mailbags, and then we're going to go to the phone line. So if you want to chip in that way, you can too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Quickly, this one from Allison who says, Kate, Putin is toast. I say it's time to bring out the big guns, cut the crap, and if Obama wants any kind of a legacy, he won't let Putin push him around anymore. Methinks that the people around the prez are telling him he has to do this. Tick, tick, tick. I like that. Short, sweet, and to the point. Tick, tick, tick. That's right. The clock is on. And in your second term, what do you care about? Your legacy. You got Obamacare. How's that all turn out? Well, right now it's being delayed, delayed, delayed. And now this is a world situation of significance that could alter a few things for not just the United States, Europe especially as well, Russia, and in between the way we are viewed as a powerhouse country not to be messed with. There is something to that. what is it? Walk softly and carry a big stick. I'm all for that. This one from Jonesy. Hey, Katie Kate, haven't talked to you in a long time, girlfriend. I've been listening to the show, though. You sound terrific. I have to say that Obamacare still is what makes this country angry. Of all the things that you talk about, of all the things that people in my neighborhood talk about, they cannot get off of what's happening with health care. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. If Ted Cruz wants to take away every single word of Obamacare and replace it with something better, I say amen. Bring it on. All right, this last one from Clay. Clay says, America Tonight. I love it when you do the cheap movie reviews. I all of a sudden have started going to a lot of movies. You kept talking about American Hustle, Kate. It made me want to go and see it. I went to see it with an open mind, and guess what? I actually thought it was pretty good. I read up on that ab scam thing you were talking about because, to confess, I knew only a little bit about it. Once I read it and then went to the theater, it really made sense, and it was pretty hilarious anyway, the clothes that they were wearing and that whole 70s thing. All the acting was good, and good recommendation. Keep bringing it on. Every once in a while, we need to get out there and get out of our caves and go and actually release some of our venting. Let's put it that way. All right, 855-266-5283. David hanging in San Francisco. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Kate? Pretty well. And let's see, it's actually stopped raining, and it's kind of a nice night out here tonight.
Ah, San Francisco is such a great place anyway. Come on.
Oh, I know. We suffer so much. You know, I was interested in the issue of what's going on in the Crimea, Ukraine, and I don't remember if I've talked to you about Saudi Prince Bandar. Have I mentioned him in previous calls?
No.
Well, back in August, do you remember we were just about to go to war with Syria because Syria was being accused of putting poison gas into town and killing about 1,000 people or so? Well, a short few days later, some local news stories out in the Mideast exposed that the Saudi Prince Bandar was the guy that actually provided the chemical gas, and he was trying to trick America into going to war against Syria. And part of it was that Syria had a secret treaty with Iran, and if we attacked Syria, then Iran would have to join in the battle, and so we would get two wars for the price of one. And in addition, Putin, of course, was the Russians have long had treaties with Syria, and so actually we would get three wars at one time. And this Saudi Prince Bandar is a pretty ugly character. He's the guy that, you remember right after 9/11, the Bin Laden family were allowed to fly out of America?
Yes, yes.
That was Saudi Prince Bandar that pulled that one off. And he was the ambassador to the United States from Saudi Arabia, and now he's been elevated to, he's basically their CIA director of Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to trick America into going into real quicksand. So, you know, much of the news reporting has not talked about that, but although much of the Middle Eastern press has been hot against Bandar for many years, this guy has been, he's been involved in all sorts of arms sales, drug sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think people know who he is. You've done a great job in describing pretty much who he is. But he's, you know, at one point, right, he's the guy who, as you see, kind of backdoored a lot of those deals. And maybe that's why. I mean, he's pretty much the mastermind of some people call him the mastermind of the Saudi network, the terror network.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it's interesting. I keep calling him an opera because he goes so far back that, do you remember when Jimmy Carter was still president and the hostages were taken in Iran? Well, this was Saudi Prince Bandar that Carter called on to negotiate with the Iranians to get him released. Well, mm-hmm. It turns out that Bandar screwed that up and probably did it in league with Reagan, because you remember Reagan had this secret deal to keep the hostages and to help Reagan get elected. So then when you get into the Oliver North, hauling the cocaine, Oliver North doing secret weapon sales, Oliver North providing all sorts of U.S. armaments to rebel groups around the world, or actually secret armies around the world, Oliver North's buddy was Bandar. And so this Bandar guy is probably the guy that's facilitating what's going on in the Ukraine, because the Wall Street Journal reported back in August of last year that Bandar had some negotiations with Putin, and it was very interesting. He actually offered Putin the ability to corner the world's oil market. And that is something that infuriated, nobody in their right mind wants one man to control oil prices, for the world.
Yeah.
And Bandar was offering that to Putin. Putin called him crazy and about kicked him out of the office. But then Bandar says, well, we'd sure hate to have any bombings happen in your Olympics. And then he goes on to say that Saudi Arabia controls the Chechen rebels. And then shortly, a while later, there's a bombing at the Olympics. So this whole effort is to keep a series of pipelines, natural gas pipelines, going up to Europe. And, if Bandar and these oil boys were really capitalists, they wouldn't mind any competition. Two pipelines going up to Europe is competition, but apparently what the deal is that they only want one pipeline. They want a monopoly on this natural gas to Europe. So that seems to be what the issue is. There are a lot of oil pipelines through Chechnya, through the Ukraine, and natural gas pipelines in Syria. So it's back to the oil and gas boys pulling this stuff and pretending to be rebels, but they're really Bandar's boys.
Oh, absolutely. Well said, David. I mean, that's what it's about. There's no question about that. It's about, we're up against it almost. We had to let you fly, David. It is about that. We've talked about this. That's where Europe and why the EU is kind of in a glaze, although they seem united in the, let's press this diplomatically and we've got money to pledge, and once the IMF signs off on it, they're concerned because of exactly what you said, the pipeline. And the bottom line is getting the natural gas out of there, and what happens in this game of whose pipeline is it anyway. So you have Putin, Obama, talking on the phone, but not really a lot of information coming out of that. Nothing has changed. Nothing's swayed Putin. He's not backing off. They're not talking about coming up with some sort of historical agreement. So can Obama hold his own in this? Then you, as you say, you throw in the wild card of the spy master of Saudi Arabia. And there are other things much more sinister happening in and around this. That's why the whole visa thing, that the denial of the visas, that's what really what they're getting at, is the corruption that they know, the names that they know, not allowing some of those lower tier lieutenants to have any kind of a foothold of getting a visa and coming in to the United States. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side, including your calls.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sake of winning elections, or is the pie too divided? I have a couple of thoughts on that. We'll talk about that. With the Democrats, it's all Hillary all the time. Hillary has this thing bagged. She's going to be the nominee, barring some crazy health thing or something else that that happens to her. So we're making the final couple of turns here in this hour of America tonight. You want to throw in your two cents? Putin, Obama, who looks stronger? What happens if Putin just pushes this all the way forward? Do we end up in a situation where we get boots on the ground? Wouldn't that be wild? That would be, to me, that would just blow my mind that we would have this happen with Russia. Because honestly, it's still Russia, but in my lifetime, as far as fearing Russia and what could happen with Russia, not the same, because I'm the generation behind the people who ducked and had the drills and all of that. So, yes, I would say on an enemy's list, you have to keep them close. It is Russia. It is Putin. Absolutely. Despite conversations and diplomacy and exchanges and and all of that. But we would really roll back into the Cold War era if that happened. And it would just blow my mind if, boom, we ended up in a situation, a serious situation with Russia. Not the, wow, heightened tensions, we're moving our ships in, it's not looking good, and then all of a sudden Putin backs off, something changes, the Ukrainians get their loan package, and they stay with their constitution. They have their elections, and that's it. It's like scary moments. But if it goes all the way forward, that's a whole different ballgame. Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
So everybody's trying to blame Obama for this Russian stuff. I can't. Actually, Palin's fault.
Because
she watched Russia from a front porch. She ain't been watching for something.
Because she wasn't watching. She's not in Alaska, so she's not watching what's going on there.
Well, yeah, she said she watched it from a front porch.
I remember.
She put the wheel up.
Yeah.
But, the Putin guy, he wants to be a big bully. Well, I said, I'm a big bully over there. Chris Christie's a hen bully in back. We'll have to bully each other.
I think Putin just doesn't care. And who knows, because we don't know what. I would love to be a fly on the wall for that, to hear that conversation with the translators, because that's how it goes between Obama and Putin. But I think Putin kind of likes toying with the U.S., to be honest. Totally,
oh,
you
yeah.
can see that. And he's like a passive aggressive.
That's why he keeps Eric Snowden over there.
Yes, to toy with the U.S.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, then Chris Pritchard over there, he's bullying him back. He likes to bully people.
Chris Christie is basking in his coming out party because he had a standing ovation at the CPAC. So he's trying to just soak that up and milk it up for all he can to try to get back in the game.
So all the polls show him and Rubio and Brian, all these guys still behind, way behind Hillary. So.
Okay. They are. There's nobody that's right there toe to toe in any of the early polls with Hillary. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I think she might get it because they're trying to tie her with Obama, but well, everything's pretty good under her bill. But that's pretty good shape back then.
Maybe well, see, here's the secret weapon. Here's a secret weapon that she has. No matter what anyone listening to me thinks of Bill Clinton, he wows the crowd. They trot him out all over the place. He does. And for especially Democrats. So just even the core audience, the core votes you need, Bill Clinton can rally those votes for his wife. Are you kidding me? And he will do that.
Well, you know, 8 years of him, you know, country's in pretty good shape. You know? We go along pretty good. And 401, everybody took off. He left a bunch of money when he left office.
Well, and also, too, he can point to the fact that he can point to the fact that he worked with Republicans, with Newt Gingrich and all that. And so there are a lot of, and they're friendly, they're friends. And he's friends with the Bushes. So there are things that the Clintons can claim when they're taxed with the Republicans versus Democrat argument.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'll be behind the scenes. Different fight. Let's do.
Yep.
Both strength and Congress. Let's do something true.
I agree. They won't Whoever say that, but I think so. You're right.
Yeah. But they're fighting each other, and they're trying to knock each other out of office. That's what I'm Mitch McConnell. They want in Oklahoma, one in Indiana. I get them out there. I don't know about them guys. Ted Cruz, you know, he can beat everybody. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Who, you know, who is it, or what combination is going to beat Hillary Clinton? And that's what Rens Priebus is thinking about, and that's what the Republicans have to think about, because campaigns now, no matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are, they're wars. They're money wars, and they're wars. They're flat-out wars. So you have to have strength in numbers behind you, and if you're not unified, I think it's really tough to win.
I think the party is too far apart. You've got to get unified. The radicals in there, the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Moderate, regular people, the Republicans, so they all can't seem to get along.
Yeah, I think, Rick, have a great weekend.
Mad at them.
Yeah, I agree. Rick, have a great weekend, and thanks for the call. what Rick is saying to play off of that, as I said I would talk about it, is for the Republicans to win, they have to unify. That's it, a period. You have to bury your differences, and you have to stand united in the end. You know, it's like the best organizations, what they do is the what they do is you might scream and yell at each other and have all these ideas of what direction the company's going to go in and where you're headed and all this stuff and really go after each other. But in the end, you agree that whoever the president is or whoever is the person running the show, they have the final say. So here's the final say. We take a vote. It's parliamentary procedure, whatever it is. Boom, and this is it. Once we take the vote, it's done. And that's what the Republicans have to do. They have to find a way to be united for 2016 if they're gonna have a chance to beat whoever it is. We're assuming it's Hillary Clinton, and I think it is, barring some unforeseen thing. So to beat Hillary Clinton, you have to have a strong front and a united message. And even if you don't agree with every single thing that's said, there's no person you're going to get that's going to agree, that you're going to agree with every, I don't believe, with every single thing and every single policy they say they stand for. It's almost an impossibility, right? But you just want to kind of line up as close as you can. So Priebus is no dummy, and he's saying that. We don't want to make these mistakes again, and we want to make sure we embrace Hispanics. We want to make sure that we tackle the tough things, and we get the right people out there, and we push behind them, not subtracting from them and not tearing each other up. Because if that happens, it makes it that much easier for whoever the Democrat is. And that makes it that much easier if you're not united. You know, that whole thing about divided you fall. It is so true. Divided you fall. The more united, the more of a chance of putting up a strong fight to try to pull it out against a Democrat who has a lot of people who owe them favors, the Clintons, and still has Bill Clinton as part of the arsenal. Because he'll rally those Democrats around the country, and he'll have people out voting for Hillary. That's why this CPAC convention was so big, and for Chris Christie, why it was huge for him to do well, and also for Ted Cruz to do well too. And both of them did in their speeches to the people who assembled to hear them. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.